Canada made it into the top 10 this year in this latest Natixis Global Retirement Index. We are up to 9th place from last year's 11th spot. So what was behind the move? Are we getting better or are other countries getting worse? Dave Goodsell is Executive Director of the Natixis Center for Investment Insight. He is here to tell us more, joining us from Boston, Massachusetts. Hello there.
Hi there.
We're in pretty good company here in the top 10. Switzerland, Iceland, Norway, they're the top three. What do they have that has them score so very well, even better than us?
Well, what I'd say is the Global Retirement Index is designed to be multidimensional. So if you're thinking of, you might see in a magazine, best places to retire, learn more about where are the policies and finances set up to make a more secure retirement for individuals. So the case there is that we see great balance in Northern Europe and the Nordic countries around the different factors we look at, whether it's health, material well-being, quality of life, finances and retirement. And you tend to see that in particularly in the Nordic countries because their culture is built around collectivism, the whole idea of helping everyone there. So it's not just healthcare, but it's, you know, income equality, and we even see higher levels of happiness there.
Now, I wasn't surprised to see the Scandinavian countries because they always seem to do so well in studies like this, but I was surprised that Australia was that high. What are they doing that is similar or different to not only what's going on in Scandinavia, but what's going on in Canada?
Well, Australia, it's similar. I'd say it's a case of countries rank well across the board if they're in the top 10, and maybe slightly better in certain indices compared to the other top 10. You know, one of the things we know in Australia is that they have been looking at their old age dependency, for example, and they've looked at immigration policy as a way of improving that. Of course, old age dependency means the number of people age 65 and over per 100 people in the population. The lower that number is, the better it is.
How does Canada score on that particular variable?
Canada actually is increasing its old age dependency like most of the developed world. So we saw a slight increase in that for last year. This year. But, overall, Canada has got really great, well-balanced performance around the different factors.
So to my earlier question, are we doing better or are other countries doing slightly worse, allowing us to edge up two spots?
The answer to that would be yes and no. I think what we've got here is a relative index. So there's 18 different variables we look at. And in some places, Canada performs better. In other places, it may perform slightly lower than others, but the key to being in that top 10 is really about the well-balanced environment that's there for individuals who are looking at retirement.
You outlined the five key threats to retirement security. I'm going to go through them, but I'm going to cede my question first, and that is, what do you think is most worrying for Canada? That's what I'm going to ask you. The threats are monetary policy that's perpetually stuck in crisis mode, the growing weight of public debt, old age dependency keeps growing, climate change, and an eroding quality of life for retirees. When you think about Canada, which of those five is the one we should be most concerned about?
Well, when I look at the data, one of the things we see is that perhaps one of the places Canada went down a little bit this year was public debt. And that's been a challenge for most of the developed world. You know, during the past 10 years, when we've been coming out of the global crisis, we've seen global debt go from somewhere around 65% of GDP up to 85%. So really almost a 41% increase in how much debt there is in the developed world. So that's something to watch. On the other side of it, though, I think interest rate movement appears to be upwards. And we see that in the U.S. as well. That's one of the things we want to watch because low interest rates may be great if you're saving for buying a house or buying a car. But when you're trying to save for retirement, you can't generate the necessary income off of it. Or if you're annuitizing your in life savings, you can't get the income that's sustainable from that.
Four of these five make total sense to me. I totally get it. The one outlier is climate change. It seems kind of shoehorned in there. Like, I don't know, someone just said you had to throw that in there because that's what people are talking about with all the crazy weather we've been seeing. I'm sure that's not the case. Tell me why.
Well, to be honest, we've been measuring that as part of the index since we began it 6 years ago. And one of the reasons we include it is because climate change has a specific impact on retirees. Now, if you're someone who is living in the Carolinas, maybe you retired there, and you had your house damaged or destroyed by the hurricane 2 weeks ago, now you're faced with the proposition of living on a fixed income, having to rebuild your home, or having to rebuild it for maybe the second or third time to new standards, and your insurance rates are going up. So if you can't afford that, you may have to move, which means you've got to find a place where you can replicate the kind of safety net you've built for yourself around having the right doctors, having access to Social Security, all the things that help you feel more secure in retirement. Mm. So it's actually a very important threat to consider.
Yeah. Now, there are so many stakeholders here in terms of affecting retirement readiness. Like, there's government, there's financial institutions, but there's also individuals. We as, you know, human beings have a role to play here. What would you say are the specific things that we need to be doing as individuals, even if we can't count on government or industry to help us? What can we do? What's within our circle of control?
Well, I think the simplest thing is to take advantage of whatever retirement savings vehicle you have at your disposal. You know, whether it be a registered account that allows you to get the tax benefits on it, personal savings accounts, it is something that we're all going to need to save for in the future.
If there was one policy intervention that you'd focus on for the Canadian government, I'm not asking you to be political, but you've seen that you've got the data right in front of you there. What is one that we could make a change on that would improve our score here?
Well, it would be hard to pin just one thing that the government could do to improve retirement.
You could choose two.
Oh, it could choose two. Well, you know, I think it's difficult to do that. I think because we look at so many different factors, the pieces to really be aware of is really protecting what's there that's succeeding. So managing monetary policy is very helpful to retirees. It's also very helpful to pension funds. So the problem with pensions is when rates are really low, that means that their current value is low of their investments, meaning their liabilities in the future are greater, and they have to take on much more risk to meet those liabilities. So managing this from a perspective of what's best for the country overall is really the way to look at that.
Really interesting stuff. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Dave Goodsell is Executive Director of the Natixis Center for Investment Insight. He was here to talk about their Global Retirement Index, in which Canada moved up two positions from 11 to 9. Hooray for us.